Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, problems with the board tonight since I'm standing here, you pushing buttons. Yeah, you've stumbled into the Man Cave. It's a show where Steven 76 and I get together for the last Friday of every month to discuss anything we want. This is allpoetry.com. I mean, no. This is a team of voices. We're a group inside the site allpoetry.com. We share Blog Talk Radio to share our work together, but poetry. But on Fridays, we take a break from poetry, the last Friday of the month. Ah, I can't get it right. With me tonight is my co-host, Steven 76, who hosts another site, a slice of life. Oh, man. Poetic slice of life. Why can't I remember that? Yes, I know. That strange voice was Deborah. She does all the heavy lifting in the back so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah.
My voice is strange. WTF, Hatter.
Well, I only introduced Steven so far. They didn't know you're here.
I know.
Of course,
you're
here. But, Yeah, tonight we're going to go over some. We'll look at the national holiday, national day, like we do most of the time I'm here, and the 2023 predictions. I see what people are guessing what's happening around the world, or what they think that's going to happen. That'd be interesting. So, you guys ready for 2023? Can you believe it? 23 years after the turn of the century, my Lord. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a new guy. I'm a new man. I've been through 5 surgeries and replacing car parts, you know.
There you go. We can rebuild it fast.
We have the technology. Yeah. Yeah, I bid for the the sports. I went for the sports model. My titanium legs, you know.
There you go.
Quite easy of a operation. It really is. It sounds terrible. Hip replacements, but it isn't that bad. I had more trouble with my knees. But I got one goal: make it to Australia. I'm going to do that. Now I just get on the heel, and then AP heals up a bit. AP Taylor, we do have a new sponsor, AP Taylor Poetry Foundation is our sponsor, ATLV Radio, a team of voices radio. Thank you, AP. Have contest every month, giving away $100 to the winner. A little motivation to write. We encourage all forms of writing. If you're interested, find allpoetry.com. Inside you will find in the groups ATOV, a team of voices. knock on the door, Deborah will let you in, and you'll be a part. Follow along with what we do and all that. So, well, you know, I'm interested in getting to the predictions. Why don't we do that first?
Yeah, let's do that. Predict higher prices.
Say what?
I said I predict higher prices.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fast forecast for 2023. Countries agree on an international treaty mandating the largest companies, including big tech, to pay more corporate tax abroad and smaller share in their home countries. Good luck with that. 65% of the global population will have its personal data protected by privacy regulations. Well, they already have it. Their pocket.
Yeah.
Members of the United Nations backed Race to Zero campaign required to restrict the development, financing, and facilitation of new fossil fuel assets, including banning future coal projects. Yeah. You know, you got to wonder, sticking their nose into a huge industry worldwide can usually cost some revolutions or civil activity that's unwanted, but who knows? let's see. Oh, the European Space Agency. The European Space Agency, I want you to, you know, launches a HERA mission, a binary asteroid system designated to detect threatening asteroids weeks before they get near Earth. Oh, well, weeks. That'll be just enough time to dig us a hole.
Plenty of time to send Bruce Willis out there.
There you go. See if he'll volunteer. Exactly. The combined market for PCs and tablets declines 2.6% before returning to growth in 2024. Now, why would that be that more computers would be in a decline this coming year and then
grow again?
Pandemic?
Maybe
the pandemic. Limit on the pandemic.
Maybe the tablets and smaller devices will grow and then shrink. I don't know. I stopped using a laptop and a desktop. I just have my tablet and my phone. I use that all the time for all my internet stuff now. We have a laptop up on a shelf, but it's got like an inch of dust on it because we don't use it.
Well, it's good. How do you like? I think we got the same phone. How do you like yours? The Motorola?
Yeah, I like it so far. Although I have to say, for some reason, it has issues with its speakerphone. So I use Kay's phone now to call. We use Kay's phone to call in now because my phone is just a piece of crap when it comes to trying to be on the air.
Yeah. I can see that. I struggle sometimes to hear some people. But we're going to see NASA and Axiom Space launch a second private astronaut mission into the International Space Station aboard SpaceX rockets.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk will be a little richer, huh?
Yeah. No, I wanted to get back to that whole asteroid thing. I learned something that I never knew. Probably not even a month ago, I was reading some stuff, and I found out why most of those large asteroids don't even come near us. Do you know why that is?
Well, they say that Jupiter is the vacuum that draws
right,
them all.
Right, yeah, that's exactly it. Because of Jupiter's heavy gravitational pull, it kind of keeps them away from us. So I do have to say thank you. Thank you, Jupiter.
Thank you, Jupiter. Yeah, it's the rogue ones. It's the rogue ones that enter our atmosphere and then leave for hundreds of years and then comes back. Those are the ones, and the ones coming from the sun. That one in Russia, that hit, that meteor that came through, and with the huge sonic boom. So that came from the sun. They didn't even know it was there. That sort of scared the hell out of everybody. Why didn't we know that was coming? So, new technology, stare at the sun.
Yeah.
Let's see. The COVID-19 pandemic ends this coming year.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Me too.
Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Well, General Motors sells 20 all-electric car models, combining battery electric and fuel cell electric vehicles. Okay. Possibly, I'm not. Global gas markets remain tight as Russian pipeline gas exports decrease, keeping energy prices high. Damn Putin. In spite of gas demand falling in Europe due to aggressive energy saving measures. Now that takes human will, participation. Can't see that happening. Go ahead.
I want to check the studio. I think Wayne might be.
Oh, geez. That's right.
I don't see anybody.
Because he's asking on the board if there's room for one more.
Absolutely, positively.
There he is. 270, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
What's up, Pat Man?
Wayne.
How's it going, man?
I'm hanging in there. Having a pretty good night. I'm happy.
So we were just discussing 2023 predictions. Think about your predictions, and I'll get back to you in a couple minutes you can put yours in. Yeah. See how that goes. Oh, back to the show. Yeah. The rest of these are pretty technical. The first government to replace its census with big data technologies. 10% of reading glasses will be connected to the internet.
Oh, interesting.
That is. 80% of people on Earth will have a digital presence online. So 80% of 8 billion growing.
Well, I think I'm surprised it's not there already. But I guess, there are the...
You know, I heard a fact quite a while ago that how many households have microwaves, and it's an astonishing amount.
Yeah.
Get a five.
I'm surprised that there are people that don't have a microwave anymore, but... Well,
you're still hauling water from the river, but I got my microwave,
Exactly. You can boil the water in the microwave and make it safe to drink.
That's right.
You're thinking microwave bad.
As that squirrel keeps running on that squirrel keeps running on that wheel, powering the thing. But 90% of global population will have a supercomputer in their pocket.
Well,
90% global population.
What's
like 7 billion people?
Supercomputer
is your phone. It's got your phone, man.
Tell it that. It'll get a swollen head.
That does not compute.
Acoustic earthquake shield developed to protect cities from earthquakes.
There you go. That's cool.
No way.
Yeah.
It's all vibration sounds. I don't know because you can shield anything from it, but nice try.
If they don't kick you to the moon, pretty much. I think.
Yeah, you know the you know the moon rings.
Probably a spaceship. Probably an ancient spaceship. You know, you can see the back side. You don't know how to. They got tunnels and stuff on the back side of it when you get in and out, and you know, that's what I think about it. It's hollow.
Solid. Modifying genes to renew all body issues to youthful versions become possible. Now, I believe that, and I'll tell you why. There was a lady that worked for 3M or something. I don't know if it was 3M, but worked for one of the big corporations. She worked in helping kids with multiple sclerosis, you know, very ill children. She was injecting a child with a treatment, which they draw his blood, they treat the blood, and then put it back in him to see if it will slow down or end the disease. What she did was remarkable because she had noticed this kid was cells in the diseased part of his body or the part of the body that was diseaseful regenerating itself. So she had called her boss. Her boss didn't believe it, so he came down. He looked at it. He writes a paper. It gets to the medical journals. His colleagues don't believe it. They come down and look at it and go, yeah, they have these. It looked like little nanobots, and they're regenerating this child's tissues. And then it was broadcasted on the news, and it was big talk for about a week, and then it went away. I haven't heard another discussion about it.
They charged the money. But you know, they have this technology now where you take certain things and it makes your body regenerate itself. It's I've been studying this for like 10 years now, or 8 years, and they got these things called peptides. And if you never heard about them, you got to check into those. They're pretty wild. You take them and suppose there's research right now. I take them, there's under research, but you take them and you go in your body. They go see what's wrong with your body in all the positions. Go see your bloodstream. And whatever they find wrong, they fix it. They take the time to fix each one. Anything in your body. Fix things that you don't know you got wrong with you. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I wish I could do a little more. Could you know learn a little more about it?
I'll give you.
There was the theories of the nanobots, to have the nanobots injected into you through your bloodstream and it would regenerate. It's got to be on the same type of level as that. That's about as sci-fi as you can get. But it's the key to life for eternal life, basically. And the pharaohs and the kings in our history have all sought the fountain of youth. You know, was thought to be true also. But
can I tell you a new thing in that field too? That's kind of shocks everybody. That they got this way now that you can actually stop your aging process and reverse it to where you go. Your DNA gets younger instead of older. And it's called the Phoenix Project. Look up the Phoenix Project, where you fast for 7 days in a row with no food or no water. You don't have nothing. You can't take nothing, but you soak in water and stuff and get your magnesium to your skin. But it's you eat it for 7 days, and all your body starts to make its own water for 3 days, and it creates stem cells in your body, and you start getting younger. That's the newest theory. The new thing going on. And this guy's doing it. It's working. But anyway, you might want to check in that, the Phoenix Project.
Phoenix Project.
Well, in theory, that sort of makes sense because in any tree that fruits, if you once the fruit is on the plant or the tree, you starve it from water or you put it in crisis or by driving a nail through the stem of it, it will immediately put all its sugars and all it can into the fruit to guarantee. Yeah, that's what causes the sugars and everything to be released.
After 3 days of not taking water, and you start making your own water, and your body makes water out of all those impurities mixing in your water. Every time you use the bathroom, all your impurities go out of your system, and all your scarring and your DNA and stuff goes away. It rebuilds everything in your body by fasting. It puts out all the best about your body because it's trying to survive. So that's what it's all about, but it works. I'm scared to do it. I can't do 7 days without no beer. I got to do something else already.
Yeah, I think the body needs water in like in 3 to 5 days. Your history, you're feeling
hydrated. It makes sense, but you go 7 days without water and live Not even, not be thirsty after 3 days. You want to be thirsty after 3 days because it makes its own water. It's a, I was reading about it. It's pretty scientific. It's pretty wild. But I will check it out and see. It's Phoenix Project.
Phoenix, huh? Interesting. Yeah, I wish I would learn more of this, about this lady that had that technology. But let's see. The world population forecast will reach 7,991,396,000 people next year. The world sales of electric vehicles reaches 8.5 million. And the last one, global internet traffic grows to 302 exabytes. Exabytes got to be bigger than tera, I guess. And terabytes are absolutely. And I heard from one of the lists I read before that the internet actually has weight. It weighs about the same weight as a plum, a small plum. I believe that.
The weight.
It's like measuring electricity.
The weight of the world wide web.
Well, let's say that it. Yeah, I know it's a bizarre thought, but the doctor that had dying patients, and he would put them on a table that record their weight, and then as the patient eventually did die, the patient weighed less.
I remember this energy. You use the energy of your life. The energy of your life puts away, and it has some weight to it. It probably goes to another dimension.
That's a fascinating thought. So you guys think of your predictions?
Well, first I want to tell you that an exabyte is 2,048 terabytes.
Wow. That's huge. And that was going to be 66 exabytes. Global mobile web traffic. Wow.
Unimaginable.
Well, we're not going to need TV anymore.
3D transmission. 3D transmission. In the movie itself.
I don't subscribe to any cable provider or satellite provider anymore. Everything we do is streaming now. That's all our stuff is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have internet in the house. No cable, not TV anyway. But,
yeah.
That works. All right. Deborah, you still there?
Nah, I left.
Deb.
Are you? You got any predictions, whether it be personal or national or international, or what's going to happen, good or bad?
Oh, geez, no pressure.
Well, remember that one summer right after my birthday, I predicted everybody's going to get a check from the government.
Yeah, but look at the hell we had to go through to get the check from the government. And I do remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was before the pandemic. It was the first relief checks. It was right before, wasn't it?
I know. I remember. It wasn't last year. It had to be before that because I remember you saying it. And then COVID came and we got checks. And it was like, damn. I would have rather skipped the check and the COVID. Took me 11 weeks to get over that shit.
Wow.
I think COVID stays with you the rest of your life in some small way.
Sadly, yep.
Really? I hate listening to how it mutated.
Because these prices go up, 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 and does anybody really think that people are going to stop dropping them or start dropping them eventually?
I'll tell you what, I've got the answer to rising gas prices, to rising most everything. If we could band together and say one weekend, do not buy standard oil, Do you know the price, what it would do to Standard Oil? They would have to come down. Then we threaten Shell. Then we threaten Shell. We'll do the same to you. Bring them down. Find a way.
Yeah, but if you think about it, Hatter, we were in lockdown. And for one, the air quality was way better when we weren't allowed to go anywhere. And if all that time being locked up didn't make them think, I don't want to be stuck with all this gasoline and help us with those prices. Not to mention the fact that the people can't afford to not drive to work or whatever, so they need to, you know what I mean?
No,
I don't think all they'll do is bump up the price to make up the money that we cost them.
Well, no, what I'm doing is just boycott a corporation at a time, one at a time. We need to get back to the burger wars. Do you remember that? The burger wars, Buck a burger?
Oh, yeah.
It all started with one of them being threatened to be I don't know which fast food company that was, but they all came down to get a real burgers for a buck. That same kind of thought. You could cripple a corporation. The idea was to all get together.
During the lockdown, I remember seeing, at least around here during the lockdown, gas prices actually did drop below $2 because a gallon, because nobody was driving because everybody was on lockdown. I know a certain somebody mm-hmm. took credit for, even though he had nothing to do with it. And then all of a sudden the prices go back up because everybody's driving again. And everybody's blaming another certain somebody, even though he has nothing to do with it.
We tend to put blame on the wrong individuals or people that I don't know how that works. That's a Mandela effect type of thing. I heard him say. But all right, Wayne. What's that?
He said it's just like the head football coach. Team sucks, fire the coach. Don't replace the player.
Yeah. How was that? The guys didn't play. Yeah. Yeah. They dropped five passes that should have been caught. Fire the coach.
Yeah.
Especially if they take him to the dance. How can you fire a coach that took you to the freaking playoffs?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of personality and background that goes on between owners and coaches. You know, coaches want all power decisions, and some of the owners don't want to give that up.
Yeah.
It's their team, damn it. Wayne, you got any predictions for this coming year?
Yes, I do. I think they're going to come up with the 8G transmission, and they're going to come up with the hologram conferences and stuff where you go when you work in an office, you work stay at home, but they see you in real life and your full body size, walk around, they can talk to you. So you don't have to go anywhere to be in the office. You're already there every day. So that's why I'm going to come some 7G transmission.
Way cool.
That'd be cool.
You know, I did hear that a lot of companies realized they did not need that heavy overhead to run their companies, trusting employees to work at home. You don't need a big facility, office space, such. I think that was a big eye opener. There was a lady in downtown Lincoln, California, who had a little shop of high-end baby clothes, and also sort of a boutique type of thing. She had to close her shop and went online, and her business increased over 10% in the first several months. So going globally or nationally on the internet, you don't need that shop, which is ridiculous. There was a Mr. Pickle, they called him out here. It's like a deli. 9,000 a month just for the rent. How many pickles you got to sell? Jesus, just for rent you got to. All the insurance and everything else. So I don't know. I do believe, I don't know if it's going to be this year, but it's going to be soon, where that kind of thing is going to be realized and taken advantage of, for example, working at home. You're going to have a time clock in your computer. You're going to have the time, you know, clock in. But that'll alleviate a lot of traffic and the air quality and such. So, like you said, Deborah, you know, first steps. Let's see. Deborah, did you give a prediction? Or did you have one?
I didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
I predict that you and AP are going to stop having surgeries, and you are going to go to Oz, and you're going to find tons of gold so you can share with me, and we'll all live happily ever after. How's that?
There you go. There you go. California man finds biggest nugget in Australian history. There you go.
That works.
Okay, let's go. Oh, okay. 33 hilarious historical facts to brighten up your next history lesson. Okay. The first knock-knock joke. Where do you think it came from?
Oh, boy.
He doesn't ask easy questions, does he, Stephen?
Okay. The first knock-knock joke is attributed to Shakespeare. It appeared in Macbeth. Act 2, Scene 3, and is told by a very humble reporter. Yeah, that's what it says. It doesn't give the joke, but...
Not too hard to be out there.
It was told by a very hungover porter. Who's there? Landshark. Okay, I don't know if you guys remember this, not remember it happening, but the spaghetti tree crisis. Do you remember that tale? What had happened in 1957? The BBC successfully pranked many of its viewers by successfully convincing them that Switzerland was currently enjoying a fantastic crop of spaghetti. But then years later, they said there was a spaghetti famine, that the trees were dying, so everybody went out and bought buckloads of freaking spaghetti, and it spoofed most of the world. Another one was it early 70? I think it was like 1970 or something. Johnny Carson jokingly said something about a shortage, that there will be a shortage of toilet paper. And people went out and just, there was a guy that came into one of the taverns around here that the bartender would always harass, because the guy went out and bought a half of a train car load of toilet paper. And then Johnny Carson had to go back out and say, no, it wasn't real.
Here's a not joke, if you want to hear it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The hungover porter, his line says, "Here is a knocking indeed. If a man were porter of Hellgate, he should have old turning the key. Knock, 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 who's there? In the name of Beelzebub. Knock, 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 who's there? In the other devil's name." That's it.
Funny.
Wait.
Macbeth, was that a comedic tragedy like he wrote? I don't know which ones.
It was a tragedy.
It must have been.
All of his plays had some humor in it, though, because, I mean, there's definitely some parts of Hamlet that will make me smile.
Do you believe Shakespeare was real, or was it a conglomerate of writers? Because there was no history of him pre his writings. Nobody could find any history of a guy named Shakespeare. Or after his supposed death, all they could find was his students. The people, they call them his students, but Some people believe it was not real. I don't know. But in 585 BC, go ahead.
I tend to believe that he was real, I think.
He was real?
Yeah,
I tend to believe until they gave me a little more proof. In 585 BC, a solar eclipse so terrified the Medians and the Lydians that they forgot about the vicious battle they were fighting and fled the battlefield.
That's awesome.
We'll see that. This is a good one. This is one I thought. Whoever invented the fire hydrant deserves a lot of credit, but we'll never know who to give it to because the patent for the life-saving device burned up in a fire.
Iron.
Okay, I'll share this one. Emperor Claudius issued an official edict allowing farting at the Roman dining tables after hearing that a man had almost died from holding in his flatulence.
Oh, really?
That's what it says. Must be true on the internet.
I remember reading a story about a guy who was so flatulent in his sleep that he killed himself because he wasn't well ventilated.
I mean, yeah.
From the annals of history.
The annals?
The annals, yeah. Anybody familiar with the French philosopher Voltaire? He wrote some dark stuff about the dark side of life. On his deathbed, 17th century French historian and philosopher Voltaire was urged to renounce Satan. His quote was, "This is no time to be making new enemies." Interested with the bounty. Okay, there's not much left in that one. Go ahead.
No, I just said that was some good stuff.
I'm deciding on my prediction. Did I already give a prediction?
I don't recall.
I predict I will find a gold nugget next year, a big gold nugget in Australia. Yeah.
That's my prediction. You can't have the same one.
I know. But you did it in like sixth grade, I think it was. Let's see. Where's my national date? Here we go. See what today was and tomorrow. Okay, today was Falling Needles Family Fest Day. Falling Needles.
Falling Needles.
Yeah, it looks like pine tree needles.
Okay.
I don't know why. You know, if I hit these things, maybe it'll probably take me to National Bicarbonate of Soda Day.
Oh, okay.
You think that'd be after the New Year? Oh, bacon, bacon day. Bacon.
Yeah, that's
bacon
a good day.
Bacon. I'm allergic, but man, bacon's good.
Okay.
I couldn't handle that.
Okay.
Couldn't handle being allergic.
Tomorrow being New Year's Eve, it's also Make Up Your Mind Day. And
okay. On your resolution?
Second. What's that?
Make up your mind on your resolutions?
I don't know. Could be one way or the other. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution and have you kept it? Did you keep it?
Oh, yeah. I used to all the time. But I always made easy ones.
Easy ones?
Yeah, I would resolve to go fishing this year.
Okay. I don't think I've ever, I never have. I've never made one. Maybe I didn't want to.
How about you, Wayne?
Want the, what's that?
I was wondering if Wayne ever made a resolution.
Yeah, Wayne?
Yeah, I did one, but I did one by the 8, the 7G, but I think the other ones were predictions I don't really want to say because I predict like things like Russia's going to surrender during the war, not surrender, but have peace next year. Hope that happens. You know, that's about all I was. And I think North Korea's going to have a little skirmish next year. We can do something stupid and there's a world of war that breaks out there. But maybe it won't. Doom and gloom.
Mm. I don't know why I never. I think because I saw everybody else breaking.
Also, I predict I'll turn 70 next year, too.
I didn't hear you.
I predict I'll turn 70 next year.
That's a good prediction, especially if you're 69.
Yeah, I'm 69.
No, another
it's also. Yeah, go ahead.
I would always resolve to gain weight.
You know, for the first time in my life, I'm watching to lose a little more weight. Not that I'm overweight, I just can't get into my Levi's. Now, this is all because of Joy, my roommate. I met Joy up living with the Rich and Famous. She is such
a
good
goodness.
Cook.
Oh my goodness!
She would. She would pile. She knows I blame her. Every time I came to her, and it's not blaming her, it's a fact. She was such a good cook. And then started me on the blueberry muffins also. But one day I tried to put on my good Levi's and couldn't. By the time then Joy leaves, I stay up there an extra year or two, and I come back and end up rooming with Joy. And I have to remind her I got to tell her, no, I don't want this when I want it so bad. So it's the first time in my life that I've had to say no to any kind of food, mainly because I've always – my metabolism, I was always busy. I could work hard. I played hard. I didn't have to worry about anything I ate. And this is the first time because I figured it'd be better for me to lose another 20 pounds maybe to be easier on my new hips.
Yeah. That's true.
Plus, you guys remember when you would fall when you were little, you just sort of bounced right up. Get right up. Now it's just a thud. Now you fall, it's just a thud.
Yeah.
End up breaking.
Yeah, I told you that, about a month ago, when I tripped on a case of the walk-in freezer and I went down hard on the freezer floor, I did not bounce.
Yeah, that's a hard floor.
Yeah. But whoever left that case in the middle of the floor, that I did not see until I turned around. Their ears were ringing profusely right afterwards.
I bet they were.
Let's see. Oh, guess what? We have tomorrow, a universal hour of peace.
Oh, right.
Say what hour?
What hour?
It's like, it reminds me of that joke where the guy walks into a store getting locked up, and he goes, "Why are you closing? It says open 24 hours." And he goes, "Well, not in a row." National Champagne Day, of course, and it's New Year's Eve.
There's that
New Year's Eve.
There's that movie called Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield and Joe Pesci, where they're hungry and they're out trying to find some place to eat, and they pull up to this diner that says open 23 hours and their lights turn off just as they pull up.
Yeah, I knew you were coming. let's see. Well, Steve, can you hang for over an hour, or we're going about 15 minutes? We could.
I'll have to head out. I mean, y'all can stay on, but I'll have to head out in 15.
That's all right.
Unfortunately.
No, we want. I want to play something from the.
I'm sticking around for a while. I'm just painting to see how it talks. I'm still here.
Maybe Deb could do it first. Better. Deb, are you in the studio at all?
I am in the studio. What's up?
Can you find me Peach Sweaty Delicious Dish?
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of year.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Holiday time is when the most wonderful culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing, a big box of glue traps to help me deal with my excessive rat problem. Now, tell me, are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment because I have an excessive rat problem.
Mate, Santa's fun.
Santa's fun.
Neat. Yeah, it's fun.
Fun. Like good times.
Good times.
Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name. Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny.
I know, it rhymes with Seasons Greetings.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwetty.
Hi, Pete. Welcome. How are
welcome,
you?
Welcome, Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwetty.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. Mm. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my bowls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret sweaty family recipe. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
Nothing like a sweaty ball.
Sweaty ball.
Good times.
Good times.
Our producer Glenn is gesturing to us from the technician's booth, and it looks like very good. He's telling us to wrap it up.
I guess that's all the time we have today, Terry. So join us next week when our topic will be that other holiday favorite,
fragrant salty nuts.
Hey, quick plug. If you order from Season's Eatings now, we can still send out a special sweaty ball sack in time for Christmas.
Ooh, great idea. My niece would love a sack of sweaty balls.
All right, that's from Saturday Night Live, Anna Gascar, Molly Shannon, and Alec Baldwin. Funny, funny stuff.
Yeah. I always wonder how Alec is able to hold that straight face through that whole skit. It's amazing.
He does. Yeah, he does do that. Anna Gascar and Molly Shannon can pick two better comedians to be. Do that. Good times. Stephen, thank you so much for showing up on our man cave. Wayne, thanks for calling in, being a part. Deborah, can never do anything without you. Thank you.
And for everybody, I thought if we let Stephen push his shows before he goes.
Yeah, I was getting to that. Stephen, go ahead.
Well, let's see. We've already had our last show of the year over at Poetic Slice. So next year, we'll start fresh with the Mortuary of Shadows on Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And it will be the dark local legends of Pennsylvania, including a certain inn that boasts that Edgar Allan Poe's ghost roams the halls. That'll be at 7:30 p.m. on Monday. And then the Movement of Sound is on the 5th, and that will be featuring Robert Plant, his solo stuff. So check that out. We've got cool listen to Plant, learn about those songs, and read some poems inspired by those songs. That's all we got going next week. Wait, I'm sorry, Sky. Sky is on Storyboards. We'll be back on the 7th, Saturday night, 8 p.m., and back to the Star Wars Volume 12, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ah.
Sounds like some cool stuff. Say hi to Kay for us.
Yeah,
I do. Y'all have a good night and a happy new year if I don't talk to you before.
All right. Yeah, everybody else, man, be excellent to each other in this coming year. Hopefully the pandemic will be done. Get back to our regular lives and take the lessons we've learned and plug them in to a normal life. Deborah, thank you so much for being my little sister, a partner. And can we go out with a song? How about Alice? Still waiting for Alice. I think she's looking for it for me. If not, we're going to be here a while.
It'll be there in a second. Our file is getting huge.
Ours too.
Sorry, my battery died. Are you looking for me?
You're not in the studio, are you?
I am. What do you need?
Yeah. Oh, we wanted Alice. Go out with Alice. Good. Unless you have a favorite you want to play.
No, it's cool. I just.
And I do like I do like the new Shinedown song. I do like the new Shinedown song.
Daylight. Yeah, I do too. I really.
And this is Shinedown, group from Florida.
I thought I put that in the studio too, but anyhow, here we go. Her name was Alice.
I invite you to a world where there is no such thing as time, and every creature lends themselves to change your state of mind. And the girl that chased the rabbit, drank the wine and took the pill, has locked herself in limbo to see how it truly feels to stand outside your virtue. No one can ever you, or so they say. Her name is Alice. She climbs into the window, shapes the shadows. Alice, Alice. And even though she's dreaming, she knows. Sometimes the curiosity can kill the soul.
Shine down with Alice.
One more song.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with a fear of getting too close. Had to tell the ones I love I was on the road. I'm not the only one. Life's been
make it all right. I don't feel like talking. You make sure I always see the daylight. It's amazing what the hard times can reveal. Like who shows up, who walks away, and who's for real. So take me on, I'll take the wheel, and we can both out from the past. We will always live forever if we don't look back. You saved my life, not once.
Down daylight. Nice. Thank you, Deborah. See you tomorrow night.
Sure will. Great show, Hatter. Thank you. Night, everyone. Love and respect.
Good night.